Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to transform minds so that people can get past their limiting beliefs. So I am super excited to introduce Leanne Moyer. Now, Leanne has been an entrepreneur for over 20 years. Now, she's built up a thriving music studio that now has a wait list of 60 people. So she's in the process of expanding and hiring a team of teachers. And after her last child was born, Leanne discovered the world of online business and quickly became successful with a few different network marketing companies, which led her to discover her love for coaching. Now, Leanne took certifications for life, health, and mindset coaching before landing on her true passion, mindset and success coaching for female entrepreneurs. And now she runs courses and group programs to help women transform their minds and get out of their own way so they can achieve any level of success they desire. Well, welcome, Leanne. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Yeah. And I just love how you're continuing your pursuit and your love of music and teaching that and building this thriving music studio, as well as you're also helping women entrepreneurs do that really important inner work that needs to be done so that they can build successful businesses. So I can't wait to hear more about these two businesses and the work you're now doing.
Thank you. Yeah, I just love this work so much. I love being able to follow my passions and keep teaching music while also helping women to build their businesses and get those limiting beliefs to be gone so they can have the success they desire.
Yeah, definitely. It's really important. And, you know, I'm curious here, what exactly was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own business?
So I was back in university, just going to school to get my psychology degree with the plan on getting a teaching degree so I could be an elementary school teacher. But then I realized I really didn't want to be tied down to a job where I had set hours, I couldn't travel freely. I wanted to start having children and I didn't want somebody else raising them. So I decided to open up my own music studio. And then after having my third child, I got into network marketing because I was tired of working so many evenings and weekends as a music teacher. So I wanted to cut back my music teaching hours and thought network marketing would be the avenue to get me to the money that I needed.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that makes sense. Once you have kids, your whole world changes.
Exactly.
You know, personally, yeah. Anyway. And, you know, obviously getting your psychology degree, that took a lot of work and effort, but realizing, you know, I still want to keep this balance in my life. Mm-hmm. And obviously you must be a great musician in order to have that studio. Mm-hmm. So are you a vocalist or an instrumental musician?
I teach piano and vocals.
Oh, nice. Excellent. Yeah. And so your music studio now has, a 60 person wait list, I think is what we mentioned bringing you into the show. So that's impressive.
Yeah, but grown then, a lot.
Yeah, a wait list is almost unheard of in my mind in terms of for music teachers. They're usually like, can you guys please send us some more students? So that's impressive. But really landing on, it sounds like this early interest you had in psychology, mm-hmm. which is, you know, the inner workings of people. And this really blossomed then through your network marketing business ventures, realizing that there's a lot of inner work that is keeping people from having that success. So yeah, I love that, how it's transitioned into that. And being in business for over 20 years, well, that is super impressive.
Thank you.
but, you know, in terms of this, the coaching work that you're doing, so how long have you had that practice, and has that business mission or vision evolved during that time?
Yeah, well, originally I started with the network marketing probably about 8 years ago. And so I had big dreams of succeeding with network marketing, but all along in the back of my mind, I really wanted to be creating my own programs and not promoting programs and products other people created. Mm-hmm. So now I finally got to that place where I am living that dream. I'm creating my own courses and coaching programs and having that for me rather than the other step. So, and the coaching progressed. First it was health coaching, and then it was life coaching. And now it's evolved into mindset coaching for entrepreneurs, which I feel I connect so well with entrepreneurs because that's what my mind has been for the last 20 or more years. So, right.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense that you've really walked your talk. You know, you've yeah. already proven that you have what it takes to build a business as an entrepreneur, and you know probably the inner workings of that entrepreneurial mind that could be tripping people up. So yeah, I know that makes perfect sense. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way?
Oh yeah, definitely had a lot of self-doubt and insecurities and lacked confidence. My whole life, I felt like I was very insecure and had no confidence. I was terrified of everything. So of course, online business, it accentuates that because now you have to put yourself in front of people, and that can be terrifying. So I was afraid to talk to people, to message people, to go speak on camera or do live videos. Everything was terrifying.
Mm, wow. Yeah. That definitely does create some problems. In a lot of different avenues, and just getting out there and getting your clients, both in the network marketing realm, mm-hmm. because that's really, you have to get out of your own way to do that and not have confidence issues. So can you share maybe a technique that you used to increase your confidence?
Mm-hmm. So I spent a lot of time digging into personal development. That I think that's helped me a lot to really solidify things. Like every day I listen to a podcast or a training or an audiobook in order to learn and improve. So each day I'm feeding my mind with all of that positive information. And then I use a lot of the tools that I now teach my clients, such as journaling and meditating and emotional freedom technique. I do a lot of tapping to really help release some of those negative emotions surrounding all of that to get me in a better place to then be confident to go out and do the work I need to do.
Right. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, definitely. Obviously, it's learning, you know, and acquiring these skills for yourself has given you more breadth and depth to be able to support your own clients. So yeah, that's great. I love that. Mm-hmm. And you know, Leanne, you're obviously an expert at not only building your music studio, but also helping these women entrepreneurs transform their minds and, you know, literally get out of their own way with limiting beliefs so that they can achieve the kind of success that they desire. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yeah, honestly, I've never really liked the sales calls, discovery calls kind of thing. I was trained to do them like many of us are, but it felt so scripted and unnatural. And I always just felt uneasy before the call. So now I've kind of simplified my process into a system that works better for how I like to do business. So I direct people to fill an application form. And then oftentimes we message back and forth or jump on a quick call to answer any questions and make sure we're a good fit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So are there any frustrations or challenges that you're having?
I think the biggest challenge would be money objections. A lot of people really have those beliefs around money, and they feel like a lot of times I find they want to keep, especially women, they want to have the money for the family, but sometimes they don't feel like they want to spend the money on themselves.
Ah, right. Yeah, that is an interesting kind of thing that goes along with who your ideal client is that you have to build into your enrollment conversation. I always help my clients understand that it's really a matter of supporting your ideal client through their decision-making process. So, well, if you'd like, I'd be happy to provide you with a little bit of insight around money objection.
Sure. That sounds great.
Okay. And by the way, you're definitely not alone in being frustrated with, at the end, it sounds like everything is going great and they're definitely interested. And then all of a sudden, well, this is, you know, it's kind of more than I wanted to spend right now, or it's like, what? You know? Mm-hmm. And so that can be, you know, derailing. But when we think about the work that you do, which is directly related to women being able to build their business. And in my mind, building your business is directly related to revenue,
mm-hmm.
right? So if they're getting in their own way and they're not able to generate the kind of clients or, you know, have that market impact or really increase their revenue, then the work that you provide is really opening up that block. It's creating more of a doorway that's open versus a logjam, you know, where they're continuing to keep playing at a smaller level. So when you help your prospective client understand what their limiting beliefs are costing them realistically and help them really own the fact that they are truly getting in their own way, you know, through your discovery questions, you are helping them really identify how their money beliefs or their self-doubts or their, you know, whatever other kind of limiting beliefs that are holding them back from playing big and really realizing their full potential. Then take the time to really ask them specifically, what would your revenue be? How would your business be, you know, can you quantify what the level of production your business would be at if you weren't holding yourself back or getting in your own way in this aspect? Mm-hmm. And really take the time to have them quantify what it's costing them to continue in this level of limiting beliefs. And when you can attach or associate or have them realize what the dollar amount is that they are losing, the money that's on the table that they're not collecting, then when it comes to the investment level for your program, suddenly it doesn't seem like that much. Does that make sense?
Definitely.
Yeah. So it's not overcoming a money objection. It's front loading the conversation to where they have full understanding of what their limiting beliefs are costing them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So hopefully that'll make a difference for you in the next conversation that you're having, you know, with one of these, you know, family-centered moms, because, oh boy, we do understand how we got to take care of the home front first. But if you're not building a business that is fully achieving as much potential as it can, then that's holding the family back. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So hopefully that'll move the needle for you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, Leanne, I'm curious here, speaking of situations impacting our beliefs and maybe triggering this idea of scarcity, well, the pandemic has definitely done that. And we're, I believe, firmly on our way out of it. There are still countries that are, unfortunately, you know, in the midst of it yet. And, you know, but for the most part, the United States, we're well through this. But I'm curious, what impact has it had on the work that you do in working with women entrepreneurs?
Mm-hmm. So work in itself basically continued on as usual, because with Zoom, we were already doing that anyway. So that's perfect. Yeah. But I found a lot of people I was talking to were starting to feel really stressed and anxious and worried about all these changes going on. So I decided to make some extra resources to help them, like some different tapping exercise specific to how they were feeling about the pandemic, and meditation exercises to really help them realize, like, this is just a temporary thing that's going to pass. And you have the strength within you to see the positives no matter what. And we're just going to get through this, and we'll help each other out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's great. I can really see the importance of the work that you do, because the pandemic has really, like I said, it's brought to the foreground, right? A lot of limiting beliefs for people. They've been impacted not only with health concerns, which is obviously that's beyond limiting beliefs, but just this whole sense of frustration over finances and is my business going to survive? And, you know, how can we adjust and adapt and thrive in this era? So yeah, mm-hmm. I can really understand it, but you know, I'd love to hear a little bit more details here. Can you share with us how you do work with women entrepreneurs who want to finally get out of their own way and create those unstoppable mindsets?
Mm-hmm. So I have what I like to call my mindset toolbox. So basically it's a variety of tools I draw upon to help my clients with what they're needing in the moment. So I use a lot of different things like NLP, EFT, hypnotherapy, meditation, visualization, journaling, law of attraction. So we kind of draw on all of those things as a kind of a holistic way to really transform the mind in a powerful way with these exercises. Mm-hmm. And I'm just getting ready to launch my signature program, Unstoppable Mind, for the third time. So that's a 12-week program that helps female entrepreneurs get clear on their goals and desires, identify any limiting beliefs that are holding them back, transform those beliefs, increase their confidence and sense of worthiness, strengthen their money mindset, battle procrastination, and tap into their divine feminine power.
Wow. Yeah, that's comprehensive.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just getting ready to unveil this or launch this coming up here in the near future?
Yeah, I have a free masterclass that will be leading up to that. So if anybody's interested in checking that out, that'll be happening next week. And then, yeah, the course will be available starting next week.
Okay, fantastic. Now, so that is called Unstoppable Mind.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Ah, that's fantastic. And obviously your work really taps into, well, no pun intended. It incorporates a lot of different modalities. Just depending on the work, I guess, that needs to be done for each individual client, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, fantastic. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about this program or about your masterclass?
There's a link to sign up for the masterclass. It's www.unstoppablemind.ca/training-opt-in-mindset.
Okay. And the hyperlink is in the show notes. So for all our listeners, just go right to that and you'll be able to link right over to sign up for that course, right? That's a registration link.
Yeah. For a free masterclass.
Oh, that takes them to the masterclass. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Yeah. So
that will give them some real insights into your methodologies and your approach.
Yeah. There'll be some fun exercises people can try on there.
Okay. So would you repeat that URL again in case somebody is driving and wants to hear that? I will, like I said, I have the hyperlink in the show notes, but go ahead and repeat that again, if you would, Leanne.
Sure. www.unstoppablemind.ca/training-opt-in-mindset.
Okay. Mindset. All right. Perfect. Well, I know that a lot of people will be very interested in that, that free masterclass. And is that something that you repeat on a fairly regular basis, or is this, something that you'll
have? I run it live every few months, and then it's also available on Evergreen if people don't want to do the live portion.
Okay, good. So this won't be something that, in case somebody is got a busy schedule, they're going to miss out. So they'll be able to go to that link maybe in the future.
Yeah, for sure.
And find that masterclass again. Okay, mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Or people can find me on Instagram at Moyer Leanne.
Oh, okay. You're also on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So your last name first, and then Leanne. So that's Moyer, and then Leanne is Leanne.
That's right.
All right. So on Instagram. Okay, fantastic. Well, Leanne, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here during our conversation. But if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your businesses, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
I believe each of us has desires in us for a reason, and we're all meant to achieve those desires. So if there's something within you that you feel like you want, then don't let anything stop you. Just keep going. Basically, the only thing standing in your way is your mind. And being an entrepreneur is a big personal growth journey. And as you go down this journey, you'll discover that you're capable of so much more than you probably even realized. So just stick with it. Don't give up, and you will succeed. The journey to success may be longer for some as they have more lessons to learn or more limiting beliefs to work through, but they can all get there. So just seek out help if you're stuck. And there's so many amazing courses and mentors and resources out there. So you can basically do anything you put your mind to.
Right. Yes. And hence the, you know, the title of your course and the work that you do, right?
Unstoppable
mind. So yep. Coming from a true expert, that's sound advice. Yeah. Thank you so much. And Leanne, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from, you know, graduating with your psychology degree and realizing, wait a second, you know, this might not present for me the lifestyle that I truly want, and pivoting there and following your music passion, opening up your teaching practice, you're getting students. That obviously has built and built and built to the point you have a studio with a wait list. And now you're hiring on teachers to support you and continue that passion for music. And then tapping into your psychology prowess and doing this impactful work that you're doing with as a mindset and success coach, helping women entrepreneurs transform their minds and get out of their way so that they can achieve any level of success that they desire. So I've really enjoyed our conversation, and I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Thank you so much for having me, Wendy.
Yeah, and for all our listeners, you can reach Leanne Moyer through her website, that's unstoppablemind.ca, and be sure to register for her free masterclass. And so that's unstoppablemind.ca/training-opt-in-mindset. And be sure to follow her on Instagram as well. All right, and just a last word of wisdom from me. When it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've established all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Leanne Moyer. And as always, here's to your success.